Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. So we Americans have a weight problem. According to the Centers for Disease Control, more than one-third of adults are obese.
Oh, man. Gotta get back on my diet. But I know they don't work. The key is to stick to an eating plan that I can live with because our culture of fast food and little exercise is sabotaging our long-term health.
Obesity can cause high blood pressure, coronary heart disease, diabetes, and early death. About 1 in 10 Americans have type 2 diabetes, which costs society $250 billion a year.
People are looking to change, though. They're trying the keto and paleo diets and fasting. Both intermittent fasting and daily fasting seem to work.
Intermittent fasting involves eating whatever and however much you want between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. and then nothing for the following 16 hours.
A recent study showed that people on this plan ate about 350 fewer calories per day. After 12 weeks, they lost about 3% of their body weight and had lower blood pressure.
The other fast is called the 5-2 diet. That's 2 days of fasting and 5 days of conventional eating each week. Some do it by fasting every other day. In a recent limited study, everyone lost from 10 to 18% of their body weight and saw a drop in their blood glucose levels. Some diabetics were even able to get off their insulin injections.
This shows as long as there is less food eaten and it's sustained, then positive changes will occur regardless of the time you ate. The key is to find a lifestyle that works for you so that you can stick with it. But before changing your diet, check with your doctor.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.